This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
I am officially at the age where, when I go outside at night now, I will wear long sleeves and long pants even if it's 95 degrees.
What? Because of mosquito bites?
Yeah,
because
I can't get eaten up anymore.
Just put bug spray on.
Doesn't work.
What do you mean doesn't work?
I mean, bug spray does not work.
I mean, it might not be 100%, but it definitely works.
Is the biggest lie ever. It does not work.
It's a conspiracy, man!
You're claiming the entire bug spray industry.
Yes.
Is false.
I'm saying to you that I am immune to bug spray. Doesn't work.
The tiki torches or the scams. Might
as well be all these lessons you're trying to get sold for golf on Instagram. All these training tools. Bug spray. Lie.
They're feeding us a bunch of lies, man.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the Home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. My brother-in-law, Tucker, told me yesterday he's on board with me with that. Says it doesn't work. Maybe there are just some of us out there it doesn't work for. Not only does bug spray not work, the homeopathic efforts my wife has, like she'll give me lavender spray or something. Oh, they hate lavender. They hate that. I can spray bug spray on my arm, and then I'll watch 15 minutes later as those bugs are just pulling up like it's a happy hour. Doesn't work.
Harvard Health. Over-the-counter bug sprays work well to repel ticks and mosquitoes through one of three common active ingredients, oil or lemon eucalyptus.
Oh, yeah, of course. I've sprayed the lemon. Who funded that study, huh?
It's in the bug
who
spray.
Who funded that study? You know who did? Big Deet. That's who. Big Deet. They're trying to sell that chemical to you. Doesn't work. Does not work.
Eucalyptus. I mean, hardly a chemical.
Eucalyptus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like I said, just like lavender. Oh, try this. This will work. Mm-hmm. Sure it will.
Are you against all repellents or just bug repellent then?
Well, I don't know. I haven't tried to wear deer repellent or anything like that. We do have these little sticks.
Yeah, Jeremy repellent is just put an egg salad sandwich in the room. I mean, is that's repellent? Does that not work?
That'll work.
Yeah.
That's true. That works.
Eggs. If there was a plate of eggs in here, I'm sure you wouldn't walk in the room.
I would switch rooms with Owen and be like, yo, I need to go in there.
Yeah.
We have these little stickers you put on your shirts that are supposed to ward off mosquitoes and bugs. Guess how good they are? Not that good. They don't work.
Those I'm open to being a scam.
The stickers?
I've worn those a couple of times, and that I feel like I've noticed never working. Bug spray, I don't. Bug spray, I feel like if I spray it on, like I am not getting bit up nearly as much.
What do you think the difference is between the two? One of them emits a scent to keep bugs away. The other emits a scent to keep bugs away.
I think the difference probably is if you have the sticker. It's kind of like the alarm system sign at your house. Like, hey.
You think the bugs are reading it?
The bugs are sensing it, and they're like,
That's funny.
And then they land on your skin, and they go, oh, wait a minute. You just have the sign out front. But if I've got the spray on my arms and my legs, and they land on my arm with the bug spray, then it's, oh, I'm off. Let me jump right off this because it's here.
But the bug spray is not lethal to the bugs. They just don't like it.
Yeah, but if you land on it and it's there, then
yeah.
It's not lethal?
No. You're not going to see a bug land on your arm and then die, right?
No, but when it flies away, I mean, I have no idea. I guess not.
The cracks in the bug spray defense. Hey, everybody, good morning. Jeremy and Joe, we're in studio here. In studio after five straight shows at camp, right?
Well, yeah, last Tuesday.
Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, yeah.
Last Tuesday was last
time we were here. So five straight shows at camp, and we're here. And, of course, the big news is Maxwell Hairston.
Yes.
And what's going on with that. So we are left with, it's not that cryptic of a post. We just don't know what it really ultimately means.
Yeah.
Maxwell Hairston posting beyond blessed. Now, that could be a million things. That could be a person that has a torn ACL finding a blessing in being in the NFL.
Right.
And it's okay, I'll come back from this. You know, like everybody's relationship with whatever. It could be a million things.
Yeah.
Could be it's not as bad as feared. It could be that he's totally fine. Could be a lot of things. But yesterday, we went through it. And going through it for a young player that I think Bills fans are really counting on to make a difference for them this year.
Yeah.
It was a rough feeling yesterday watching him down, watching teammates react, and it always is like that where you really, more than anything, since we're not trainers on the field pushing on the knee and feeling all, you look for their faces. I can remember a training camp where the story was Reuben Brown went down with an injury and slammed his helmet on the ground. Mm. And hearing that made me think, oh, it's out for the year. He wasn't.
Remember when Trey White, this isn't a game, but against Miami, when he tears his Achilles and he's laying on the field and we don't know what has fully happened, he rips his helmet off and, like, chucks it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's bad.
It's mad.
It's bad.
It's about being mad.
Yeah.
Yep. And or frustrated or devastated or angry, whatever.
Yeah.
And all the reaction yesterday, watching the video, John Scott initially posted the video of the trainer checking Hairston and the players around him, Benford, Trey White, you know, when they're over there. Harrison's got his head kind of like buried in a teammate's shoulder for a little while there.
Yeah.
And that's one where it's just like, oh, man, I hope he's all right. I hope he's all right. So, this training camp has been, if I could just zoom out, this training camp's been terrible, right? I mean, it's fine as training camp, but everybody's getting hurt to varying degrees. And that's the first real serious one where you kind of want to say, you know what, maybe no more camp. Maybe just stop this thing.
Yeah, Sal put it this way yesterday, that right now it's mostly been the volume of injuries is the concerning thing, not the severity, until Hairston. And that could be, you know, a lot of the, like Alec Anderson and Dwayne Carter added yesterday and these other guys. That could just be you got anything wrong with you at all, like we are just going to hold you out. We're going to be conservative. But with Hairston, you know, like when he posts that, I thought that way about the first line, beyond blessed. Like, okay, that could mean anything.
Yeah.
That could mean torn ACL. That could mean he is just trying to find the positive in it in a heartbreaking situation for him. But then when he writes, thank you, God, I don't know. The thank you part makes me think, like,
it's not that serious.
That sounds like relief to me.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that it can't be a serious injury. I mean, it could be what happened with the Cowboys guy the other day. Their starting left tackle, who everyone thought had a torn ACL, and even to the point where I think Rappaport and Schefter tweeted like they think it's a torn ACL. And then a couple hours later, it's, oh no, it's not. 4 to 6 weeks. And if that, like, I would sign up for that right now with Hairston.
Oh, yeah.
4 to 6 weeks. But that, for him, would still be tough. I mean, that is a month out, if that's the case, in a positional battle that would basically be over at that point. Like, Tre'Davious White is your number two corner to start the season. But it could be he could have a rookie season and at some point get on the field. Because yesterday when he goes down, I'm thinking about how far back you set a guy's timeline. To figuring out if he can help you, to figuring out how much you should count on him, to evaluating the draft pick itself.
Yeah.
Like, if he was down for the year, how long before you would feel real comfortable evaluating the pick, the merit of the pick? You don't even know if he's good. And if he came out in year two, he's basically, what we hear at camp, he's a rookie again. And is he starting to start in year two? Or is he still behind a veteran? And then he finally gets in, and if it doesn't look as good, that could get blamed on the injury. Like, oh, he is, you know, still recovering. It's the first year back from an injury the guy's never had. I mean, it's like a 3-year timeline to even feeling like you could fairly start to figure out how good the player is if that's the injury. And if it's not, you know, you get to start it up hopefully in like a month or so. I think is a best case scenario still.
Yeah, the longest timeline is his time with the Bills ends, and we say, well, maybe we never really got to see what he was because of the torn ACL. Again, it's not a torn ACL yet. We don't know that. We're talking still in potential. So taking you through some of the timeline of yesterday, my brother-in-law is an athletic trainer for the Ohio State hockey team. So his job is literally to, when a player has an injury, go out and push on the knee like the guy on the field did for the Bills. So when that video comes out, I sent him a message. I'm like, what is this? What test is this?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that's an ACL check. Because I'm an idiot that doesn't know this. When I saw the trainer tap in the back of his calf, I thought, what is this test? An Achilles test? I'm not a trainer, you know?
Yeah.
I reach out to an athletic trainer. He said, that's an ACL test. And then, you know, kind of got into, it's a lot about feel. So the trainer that's doing it would have a better idea of what he finds there. But I see XYZ. And I have another friend, same field, I see XYZ. So, you know, it's just, I reached out to trainers. It's a little bit like Thigh Doctor on Twitter, if you know Thigh Doctor.
Yes.
Who is, of course, constantly checking Bill's injuries, how players are walking. And, yeah, you can't know everything. But Thigh Doctor on Twitter had the same takeaway, which was, okay, this is this test, and it looks like this, but we won't know. And I'm surprised we don't know yet. I think that we don't know, whatever, we're all just speculating like fools here, right? Because we want the Bills to be okay and the players to be healthy. I feel like that we don't know is good news. If it were met with finality, I feel like we would know. I feel like
maybe
it's gone, boom. The Bills would have had the test done yesterday, right? Unless they're going to do the thing where they wait for swelling to go down?
That's the thing I'm wondering because do you remember Vaughn for this?
Vaughn was, it's not torn. It's not as bad as previously thought. Then they went in and looked and it was torn.
But do you remember the timeline in that?
Was it a week later?
It was longer than that.
Okay.
What I remember is think everyone, like kind of the same thing with Harrison. Like it immediately happens and everyone's like, oh, that's the season. And then I think it's the next day that it's, all right, it might not be. Like, they feel like it's still intact, but they got to wait for the swelling to go down. Von Miller got injured on Thanksgiving Day, that's November 24th, and he was not officially declared out for the season and have a torn ACL until December 7th.
Okay, a full week, basically.
So it was almost
a week
2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
It was almost 2 weeks later that we finally got clarity, like, okay, yeah, the ACL is torn. And maybe that's rare. Right, like maybe it is more often that you're going to find out within a day of it happening, but I wouldn't just assume that we couldn't find out like in a couple of days or even in a week because it did happen. It happened once before with the Bills, so I don't know. Like, I'd like to hear news today. What would the news? Anything that isn't it's torn, I think is probably good news.
Yeah,
you know, like. Even like if there was like a strong message, like, oh, it's intact. Not even like a Vaughn tweet that we had right after, which is, you know, we're not really sure. We need the swelling to go down before we really know. Like that, you know, we'll be hanging on a wire, I feel like, still, if that's the news update. But I'd be bracing for something even more positive than that.
Yeah. Well, then there's the question, how much would it matter? You know, the Bills are good. They've had injuries.
Yeah.
They lost Matt Milano for most of a season multiple times, right? They lost Tre'Davious White multiple times to an ACL and then to an Achilles. They lost, who else are the big injuries that guys were gone for a long time?
Milano seasons.
Milano and Tre White and, is that it? Then I'm Daquan Jones is out for stretches.
Yeah, I missed the Bengal playoff game.
Right? Yeah. But,
Micah Hyde is early in the season, right? Like, is that week two?
That's right, Micah Hyde.
And he's done for the year, and then that's Hamlin comes in and starts.
And every single time that has happened, regular season-wise, how much has it really affected the Bills? You know, they've got a couple players that are able to lift the rest of it, of course.
Right.
Josh Allen's a big factor here. If Hairston were to be gone for the year, we would all be thinking what might have been about him and if the defense would be a little bit better. But it's not, and I don't say this to diminish his importance, because we all...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I'll know the importance for the Bills. It comes down to really a game or a couple plays. But it's not like the line's moving on them. The over-under on wins.
No.
Anything like
no.
that. The line against Baltimore is not moving. You know, teams suffering big injuries, like, yeah, congratulations, it's next man up. In this case, it's Trey White. And he's having a good camp. By all accounts, Tre'Davious White's having a good camp. And if we have to deal with the news that Harrison is out for the full year, I think it's disappointment for him. It's disappointment for Brandon Bean and Bobby Babich and Sean McDermott because, you know, we want to evaluate the picks they make and we want their picks to be good. And bad luck like this and a non-contact injury and a freak trip up, even if it is just set back a little bit, how much of a difference does it make? Because my answer is probably not that much of a difference. But that I'm willing for that to be wrong only because we don't know how much of a difference he was going to make anyway.
Right.
If it's a player that's established, if it's Ed Oliver or Deion Dawkins or Spencer Brown or Khalil Shakir, like I know what those guys bring to the Bills. And I don't know what Maxwell Hairston brings yet. So that it's an unknown kind of leads me to, well, I don't know how big of a difference it makes. I've seen the Bills play without Maxwell Hairston forever. What's one more year of that? I don't hope that that's the case. I just don't know how much I should really feel about the effect on the year, if in fact he's gone.
I mean, sure, they hadn't had him, but he's a huge it's not just that Hairston isn't out there. It's anybody you could have had in the first round is not contributing for you. Like, every other team in the league at the moment, I think unless there's somebody else that's had something, if this is the injury, has their guy producing for them. So everybody's improved in that way, and your guy would be out for that. So sure, we don't know how good he was going to be, but what were they trying to have happen? They were trying to have Max Hairston eventually come in, start, whenever that timeline was still being decided and is still being decided, to get a skill set they haven't had in the offense. To have a speed corner that can jump routes, that can run with any wide receiver in the league, just on the athleticism part of it, on the speed part of it. And hopefully give the Bills a cornerback duo they haven't had for the entire time that Bean and Sean McDermott have been here. They've tried, right?
Two studs.
They drafted Kyer Elam in the first round when they still had Tre'Davious White.
Right.
Elam's not good in the first place, but then White ends up getting hurt. But by the time Benford ends up like, oh, this guy's really good, Trey White's going through injuries, you never really get to see this team with two really good corners at the same time. It's always been one stud and then just a guy. And
that's always been
kind of good.
It has been kind of good, but do they think that's one of those things that they could use when they get to these playoff games?
Yeah, they talk a big.
Do they feel like that? Is that one of the areas that a Kansas City or a Cincinnati exposes them because they're attacking Kyrie Elam? Could tell you that last year.
Oh, right. He's a backup though in that spot. He's not supposed to be even on the field. I mean.
The Chiefs are attacking Levi Wallace. I could tell you that. That was happening in that 13-second game.
Are the teams that are beating them rolling out two elite corners?
But
no.
Do I even need elite? Like, give me, in this scheme, give me two guys that are really, really good.
Do have two guys that are really, really good because you have Taron Johnson. Are the Chiefs beating the Bills because they have three really good corners? Did the Bengals beat the Bills because they had two really good corners? I don't know. There's a million ways to skin a cat. I understand that. And, of course, it makes sense to pursue having as many good players as possible. I'm always going to be on board for that. But this has been the best pass defense in football for 8 years, basically. Over the last 8 years, and maybe this is a sign of how much better it could be, they've never had, like you said, two great outside corners. It's always been a number one and a guy.
Right.
A number one and a guy. Josh Norman, E.J. Gaines, Levi Wallace.
Yeah.
Like, in all those years, they were good defenses. You might think it was a weak link, but the Bills don't often – this was something Joe Marino said with us, or Carl Jones. They all bleed together. We're at camp. We talk to so many people. That the Bills, they do a great job of protecting their corners on the outside. It's not often that they're putting them on islands.
Right.
But when they do, you know, teams are maybe going to exploit that. And Benford's great out there in man coverage, no doubt about that. He's not always asked to play man. He's just great when he does. All right. Hairston could have given them that lockdown ability, and maybe that's where they make up the gap in the pass rush. That's where maybe the pass rush win rate becomes sacks instead of just, hey, they were good at pass rush win rate, which it feels like we're saying that a lot. Last year was they're fine at pass rush win rate, even though people feel like they didn't have a pass rush.
Yeah.
I
hear that. I think he is potentially important if he is to miss a lot of time. I mean, the setback, does his season start to look like Cole Bishop's last year? If he is not out for the year where he misses so much of camp and he misses so much of the build up to the regular season that he's just got behind the eight ball, and do they ever feel like they could trust him to put him in a real game? Bishop, they got to that a little bit, but when everybody was healthy, they didn't. I think part of it, too, is he feels like he's my best-case scenario at the position, like, easily. And I feel like they're a little unprotected with if he is to be out. I think Tre'Davious White's a great story. I think he is beloved by fans, and I think it would be so cool if he showed up and was able to produce for this team all year long as a starting corner and look like even an upgrade over what you had last year in Rasul Douglas. How likely is that really to happen, though? Sure, he looks good in camp, but what if I had told you at the day after the season ended last year, the Bills, you mentioned, like, they have one of the best pass defenses over a 7-8 year sample here. They were not good last year. They were bad last year in pass defense. They were really bad last
year.
By their standards, but by EPA per play, and like there are a lot of metrics here. Like they were near the bottom of the league last year. And if I told you that pass defense's move was going to ultimately just be, well, they brought Trey White and Dane Jackson back.
Mm-hmm.
If I told you that day after the season, that is not enough. That feels like you are falling well. And I know they tried and they added Hairston, but that's to me what the loss is of him. It's you're trusting now that position, which, by the way, Benford's got his injury problems too. I just feel like they're a little unprotected now if he is out for a long time, because then you've got one guy that I still am queasy about being someone that could play all year for you and do really well at this age and at this injury history, and I've got a number one corner that I know is amazing, but he has concussion problems.
Well, part of that arithmetic, I would say, would include the safety play. And that's Cole Bishop and Taylor Rapp. Last year, the Bills' biggest problem, to me, was safety.
That's what I mean. Like, do you feel like without Hairston able to play and being like a good rookie, that their secondary is better than last year?
If it's Trey White and Bishop is good?
Instead of Douglas and Hamlin.
Yes, I think their secondary could be better. Yes.
It could be better.
Their safeties were... I mean, it depends who you count on. You want to go to PFF and go to ranking pass coverage of their safeties. They rank like 74th and 99th among safeties.
That's right.
Their best graded safety was Cam Lewis. I mean, they were rough back there.
So and, then, but then the whole ticket to the secondary being better is Cole Bishop is going to be awesome.
Or at least better than Hamlin. He's going to be a starter. He's going to be an athletic starter. He's going to be what they drafted him to be. He left injured, by the way, for a little bit yesterday, too.
I think he came back, though.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
Injuries piling up. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Finding out in the chat, by the way, some if you're watching us on our YouTube stream, have a couple of new listeners, streamers, watchers that didn't know we were live every day, but training camp, they fired up the TV. Like, oh, you guys are in studio. You do this every day? Yeah. We do now?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
So if you've been joining us for camp, we do this when we're not at camp, too. So welcome in. If you're listening, of course, the usual way, well, good morning. It's hot again today. 90. It hit 90 yesterday. We were in the heat.
We were in the heat. I don't know if you could tell how red my face is. I wore a red shirt on purpose because it felt like I burned up yesterday.
You wore a red shirt to mute the red in your face?
Yeah, I did.
I thought that would bring out the red in your face. If you have green eyes, don't you wear green to have your eyes pop?
We should ask our master of streams in there, our Owen. If I would wear white, wouldn't the red look more red on camera?
There would certainly be
a
color contrast issue there where you would look like a tomato for sure. But I can hook you up and turn the red down.
Oh wow.
I didn't know that was a capability.
That's performance enhancing.
I could have worn whatever
you
I
just
wanted.
Dial down the red. Wow. Look at that.
I'm doing work for you guys in here.
Maybe we'll be like a broadcast when the Bills are playing the Chiefs. We take all the reds out of the stream, so it's just there's no reds.
Yeah, I'll swap all the reds to greens or blues.
You can do that?
I can't do that. Okay, I can turn the red down on Joe, though, if I wanted to.
How crazy can we get with it? I could
make you guys like night creatures, just all black and white, all like... all crazy kinds of colors, green aliens.
Howard's coming in at 8 o'clock today. Let's do that segment in black and white. Make him feel at home.
That would be funny.
Let's do that. I think he's coming in. He's on
old-timey music the whole time on, too.
Yes.
There we go.
803-0550. All right, so give us a ring. On Hairston, how key is he? And let's get to that. Which newcomer is the most important to making a difference for this team? Because Hairston is near the top, and we'll see if we get any news on him today. We are live in studio. We'll be back at training camp tomorrow for another practice. The Bills are off today. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls,
and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.